Justin Fuqua with you. Time to talk Kiowa the basketball with girls coach Brady Jasper. The Lady Redhawks are 8-1 on the season. Just one game since we last spoke. That was a win at Royal Valley last Friday night, 43-37. So not an easy win, coach, but it was a bounce back from your only loss of the season against Sabetha. So had to be pleased to go on the road and kind of get back in the win column, huh?
Yeah, we were glad to get out of there with the W. We knew it wouldn't be very easy at all. That's a tough place to play and a pretty talented team, to be honest. They're capable of some really good things on the offensive end. So we were lucky to get out to a 5 or 6 point lead early in the first quarter and then kind of play with a small lead most of the way. The game got really tight down the stretch. And so our girls were right back in the spot that they're getting better with, and that is closing out games and getting a couple stops, get a couple key free throws to secure a 6-point win there. So good enough, and we're just moving forward.
You bet. Good to see a couple different things this week. One is your team in the rankings for the first time. Not that that probably means a whole lot, but nice to see the girls being recognized as now the only Big 7 League team in the Class 3A rankings. The other thing is you've had a little bit of extra time off. The boys' tournament this week, and you'll have your tournament next week. But how's this week been, I guess, with the team ranked and having some extra, I guess, practice time here as you prepare for St. Joe Lafayette, your only game on Friday?
Yeah, like you said, it's nice to have that recognition. The girls have worked hard and played pretty well so far, so it's nice to see that people are taking note or that we show up in the state poll. But this week has allowed us a little extra time to work on a few things that are maybe going to come in handy down the road, or maybe that you never know would come in handy sometimes, and do some extra shooting. We did quite a bit of shooting yesterday, too, so getting ready for Lafayette on Friday. This will be a really tough task, a not very familiar opponent to us, coming from Missouri, a bigger size school that's played some really big schools. So they're going to offer something unique. They're fast. It'll be really hard to corral them probably, and they're probably going to be bringing a pretty aggressive form of defense to the roundhouse. So I'll be really interested to see how our girls stand up.
A lot of games coming up in the roundhouse, three of them next week, as well as the one this Friday against Lafayette, and it looks like you have a good chance to at least see a lot of different teams. What do you hope to get out of this stretch of non-league games here, these next four games coming up?
Well, yeah, we are entering the non-conference portion of the season here, Lafayette on Friday, and then three tournament games next week. Our tournament is featuring some really good teams. Jackson Heights, undefeated, coming in here, and Effingham's coming in with only two losses. And our first-round opponent is St. Mary's, who I think is a really good team also. They have a few losses, but three of them right after Christmas to Rock Creek, Wamego, and Silver Lake, who are fantastic ranked state opponents, even in the 4A poll. So St. Mary's, huge test for us right out of the gate before we even get to the rest of the week. So looking for some good basketball from the Hiawatha tournament.
Well, 8-1. It's been good basketball to this point so far. Best of luck Friday, and we'll talk more about the tournament next week. Coach, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hawks. We'll talk with Gary Smith after this timeout.